Okay, welcome to our IFZO podcast on sustainability in the Baltic Sea region. When we talk about sustainability here in and around the Baltic Sea, we see, on the one hand, the Vision 2030 of the Council of the Baltic Sea States that the Baltic Sea region should become one of the first truly sustainable regions worldwide. We see a phenomenon like the global recognition of the Fridays for Future movement and its start in the region. But on the other hand, in the Baltic Sea region, there are as much unsustainable practices as in other regions of the global north. There's still much to do and still a lot of open research questions. Some of these questions are on the agenda of the IFZO cluster sustainability. Today, you'll listen to the speaker of the cluster, Susanne Stoll-Klemann. She holds the chair of sustainable geography here at the University of Greifswald. And myself, the postdoc in the cluster, Stefan Ewert. I'm a political scientist and landscape ecologist. Susanne, to some extent, we may argue that the science in the region have delivered. We know the problems, for example, eutrophication in the Baltic Sea and the ongoing input of hazardous substances, to name only two. We know the impact of these things on the ecosystems, and we know the things that have to be changed. Are these good conditions for the vision of a truly sustainable region?
Yes, on the one hand, they are very good. They are very good conditions to start. But on the other hand, of course, knowledge is always only necessary, but it's not yet sufficient. We need to know how we can implement the strategies against resistance, which is always there, and how we can convince societies, citizens, and economic and political systems to follow this results. Because scientific result does not mean necessarily that this can be transferred to society. And this is a bit what we would like to deliver.
Mm-hmm. Do you see already some good or best practice examples in the Baltic Sea region? Do you see local movements that can be best practice examples in future?
Yes, some at least. Would not say maybe local movements, but we have sustainable cities in the Baltic Sea region, such as Copenhagen and some other Scandinavian cities, where we have very good and comfortable bike system and mobility system, also very energy efficient. And even a big city such as Copenhagen is really a model there, also in other sustainability directions. In addition, we have very good best practice examples for restoring and also using peatlands. Use of peatlands can be, on the one hand, in terms of more extensive agriculture, for example, through water buffaloes, which produce very high-level products like mozzarella cheese, but also the general concept of paludiculture, which is also produces very good regional marketable products, such as reef.
When you say that there are already this best practice examples in the region on the level of big cities, but also in more or less rural areas, and when it is the task for the societies to bring this best practice examples to the whole societies, what can the IFZO, what can a university, what can a research cluster on sustainability contribute to this task of the society?
We have to research where exactly which kind of strategies and incentives fit to local conditions and different target groups, because regions are different, have a different history and different inhabitants and very different framework conditions, and therefore we need to research where what strategy is more appropriate, where, for example, we need really some kind of economic funding, or where it's more about political framework conditions in terms of new laws, or and in addition also how we can approach from a more psychological point of view people who are more resistant to new ways of life, or where we can support minorities which already live sustainable, that we can bring these kind of sustainable practices to a wider audience.
And why do you think that the University of Greifswald is a good place to do this kind of research?
This kind of research is by definition interdisciplinary, and this is what we have in our name in the IFZO, and we really can deliver. It's not only a fashionable word. These kind of strategies need input from different disciplines like psychology, sociology, political science, economy, geography, even history, because we know have to know about the past. And here we have the conditions to bring this different knowledge and experiences from these different disciplines together, because we are a small university, we work together on low hierarchical levels, and in particular the postdocs have a good relationship with each other, so that these different sections of knowledge can be brought together in a very constructive and creative and innovative way.
When we talk about, for example, paludiculture and the question of sustainable use of mires, or about the bicycle systems in Copenhagen, these are more or less regional questions, and they deal to a certain extent to regional problems like eutrophication of the sea, as I said. But do we have also examples in the region for sustainable living, for sustainable societies on the level of the global environmental problems, especially climate change?
Yes, for climate change, we have the example of Sweden, where it has been recognized that flying is one of the major problems for climate change. This is really the activity which enlarges the personal CO2 footprint enormously, and therefore there is a flight shame movement in Sweden, where really meanwhile masses of people refuse to fly within the country, but also within Europe. They go big distances by train, even to southern France. A minister of the national government of Sweden, and so on. We know, of course, Greta Thunberg, but she's not the only one. She's only the most famous one. And artists, scientists, all kind of people refuse to go by to business travels by plane. And you can measure this, that the night trains have big growth in their use. And this is certainly something which should be reflected in Germany as well, that we have to re-establish our night train system. We have to make our railway system much better, that we can copy this flight shame initiative. And we have to change a bit our social norms as well, that flying is not something prestigious, which enhances reputation, but better the opposite, that we feel a bit ashamed when we continue to fly.
Okay, some 25 years ago, the Baltic Sea region was regarded as the laboratory for the European unification. Today, it maybe will become the laboratory for the transformation towards sustainability. The IFTO cluster sustainability will accompany this process from a scientific interdisciplinary perspective. Thank you very much.